You know what I realized, Jerri-Ann?
What?
It's kind of sad. No legitimate human beings proposition me on MySpace anymore.
Just the porn girls?
Just the porn girls. Aww. It's a sad place to be.
They're probably not even really girls either.
Oh. Well, I haven't investigated that.
Oh.
Yeah. Not that I'm looking to hook up through MySpace. I'm just saying, come on. It's just a little depressing when every day you get message after message from some porn site.
I'm sorry. Maybe you should switch to Facebook.
I am on Facebook. I guess I'm not active enough on it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You think Facebook would be better?
Well, I know someone who has found someone on Facebook.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She's a little bit younger, and she's talking to a guy that I went to high school with.
What do you mean she's a bit younger?
15.
Wait, she's 15 and she's... Is she dating this guy now?
Oh, no, I don't think they're dating at all.
Just having creepy back and forth?
Yeah. Like...
He's your age?
Yeah, I went to high school with him.
He's 22, she's 15?
No, he's probably about 24, because I was one of the younger ones in my class.
By 2 years?
Well, he's probably just turned 24. Like, I'm turning 23. So he's only a year older than me.
When are you turning 23?
In June.
You always find a way to bring that up, don't you?
No.
Send your presents care of Platinum Broadcasting. 14-7... What?
I didn't bring that up this time.
Well, what was it the sign that said, bring up when my birthday is? You worked on that all night, I can tell. Stenciled and everything.
Do you like the glitter on it?
And glitter's a bit much for me, and it's kind of tracking up the studio a bit.
Oh. Well, this place needs to be a little bit more girly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that would help. Maybe if we had more girliness in the studio and took pictures and put them on my MySpace page so I could have new photos that people are hounding me about constantly. Get some new photos. We want to see if you've changed any in the last 6 months. I haven't. Mm-mm.
But still, you should change them.
Fine.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then maybe I could score me a 15-year-old girl like your
yeah,
old friend?
Maybe you can.
Yeah, see, I'm not into that.
That's good.
Yeah. No kidding. Jeez, I'm never letting my kids touch the internet. Never. 18. Okay, 18 then they can.
Jeez.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff out there on the internet, sure.
What if they have to use it for school?
Oh, come on.
Are you going to sign a permission slip? They're not allowed to use the internet.
Possibly. I think a lot of schools filter out MySpace and Facebook and things like that. Yeah. But my kids are going to be smart enough to not get tangled up with 24-year-old men on Facebook or MySpace.
Good.
Yeah. Yours, on the other hand, I don't know.
What?
Joking. Seriously, though, isn't the thing kind of evil, the whole thing, the whole deal?
The whole internet, or...
Yes. 50-50, I'd say. 50% good quality stuff, 50% pure evil pedophilia.
Yeah, I can see that.
539-9750 or 238-0975. On the internet's evilness. We've talked about MySpace being evil just in its own deal, but there are just so many ways. And then the chat rooms.
No.
Come on.
I think that pushes it up to about 55%.
What am I
going to
do? Well, plus, like, the people, you can put parental controls on that stuff, you know? You can't, no. You can't
kids
filter out everything.
Kids find a way around it.
Yeah.
Those kids are smart.
When I grew up, we didn't have the internet until, geez, when?
We didn't get it at my house until, like, when I was a sophomore in high school.
Hmm.
We didn't really use it at school either.
Well, that's kind of behind the curve, isn't it? We used it a little bit in high school, at least.
You're 3 years ahead of me?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. It's weird. Put the stapler away, please.